everyone, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there listening, welcome back to our Women of Influence podcast. It's going to be an incredible one. So just strap on your seatbelts because it's going to be good. We're just continuing our My Story series. And of course, my name is Kara and I'm just honored to be your co-host. But there is an even more fabulous woman in the room and her name is Cheryl. We're just going to be hearing her incredible story today. And our word that we're going to be focusing on is creativity. And I love it because it's definitely one of those things that we know our Father God loves because he is such a creator and such an artist in everything that he does when he works with his hands. But first, before we jump into our interview, I would love to introduce the founder of Women of Influence, our fearless leader, Pastor Tammy.
Hey, Kara, how are you?
I'm so good. I'm excited.
Oh, we've been sitting here in the studio the last few minutes just going over Cheryl's story, and we are pumped up. We are so excited because God, the creator God, the God of all creation, in the beginning, God created. And I love that. And we just want to encourage you because God created you with purpose, on purpose. Every single person listening today needs to step into their sphere of creativity. And Cheryl, I love you. And I have to, admit, I love you because you're amazing. But every time I see you, you bring me an incredible product that we're going to talk about here in a minute that is my husband's favorite thing to do at night. And we'll let you know what that is in a minute. But you're an amazing woman. You're a beautiful woman inside and out. You're a woman of influence. And I just thank you because every time I look at you, you're smiling. And God's hands on you in a mighty way. But you know what? I get to see that now that I've heard your story, but it hasn't always been that way. You went through some difficult times, didn't you?
Right, right.
Yeah, share a little bit of the backstory before you had this idea of how do I create a product and make a profit that really can sustain our family in the future. Tell us a little bit of that story.
Well, about 5 years ago when the economy was starting to go down, my husband and I, we were both experiencing job losses. Mm-hmm. I had worked for a company for 22 years, and they were being bought out by another company. And so his job wasn't that doing well either, and he was going to be laid off. His job was slowing down, and so we're thinking, oh, no, what are we going to do? Yeah. We're going to lose our home, and, you know, we have to think of an idea. And so once I knew I was going to be terminated, I started thinking of ideas and what am I good at? And, yeah, you know, what kind of gifts do I have? What can I do? And I love to cook. I've always loved to cook. I've been in the restaurant business my whole life. I love food. And so what I thought was I make this amazing salsa and everyone loves it. And anytime we were invited to a potluck or a party or anything like that, people would say, bring your salsa, bring your salsa.
So, I can amen that, girlfriend.
So when I would take it to parties, everyone would say, you need to sell this. You need to sell it at the stores. And, you know, I thought, really, really, you think so? And yes. So then, I mean, after that, people would even call me up and say, hey, I'm going to a barbecue next weekend. Would you make some salsa for me? And I thought that was incredible.
That is amazing. You know, Cheryl, let's just stop right now because it was really through a difficult time. And we live in an economy today. None of us have a promise of tomorrow when it comes to our future.
Right.
And with job loss, I mean, obviously as a life coach and a pastor, we hear this every week in the church. Mm-hmm. And so what I love is you didn't spiral down in, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? You allowed people to speak into you with something that you do well, and you took a dream and you put it to seed. You took the seed of the dream and you did something with it.
Yes.
So tell us a little of the story. What did you do with this you make great salsa concept? What happened?
So I talked to my husband and I said, what if we start a business? And, you know, I can go to farmers markets and, you know, maybe get into a Whole Foods or, you know, somewhere where, you know, something small where I can do it on the weekends. And so he agreed and he was all for it. And so we said, yeah, let's go. And then I thought, oh, well, you know what, though, we're both losing our jobs. We don't have money to start a business. So I went ahead, I found another job. And the company that I worked for was tremendous. I mean, they supported me when I got there. I said, hey, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to do this and that. So they were all for it. Even their marketing director helped me get my logo. And, you know, they supported me 100%, which was awesome.
Yeah.
So after a couple years, we had everything going, everything was together. We were ready to start. And my husband and I, we're, you know, firm believers in God and of the Lord and, you know, that he was going to take us through this and support us through this. And so we had a family prayer and we prayed for this to happen. And it's really good because my husband has always, he likes going to church, but he likes the worship and he likes the message, and he goes home and he forgets about it till the next Sunday,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, like most people.
Like and most that, right? people. But, you know, I have to tell you that it's brought so much hope and so much faith into our family because once this happened, we started praying together as a family, which we never did. And we said, God, this is your company. It's your business. Do whatever you want to with it, you know, and take us as far as you want. So we kind of said that this is your business.
Well, let's sit on a few minutes, this thought of creativity. Okay, because there are women listening today who have creative ideas. You know, something we say, our mission statement with Women of Influence, as you know, is to empower, equip, and educate women to be all God created them to be. So the Creator God created us to do certain things. So you might look at something and say, I have a phenomenal recipe for salsa. What do I do with that? And because you believed that you could do something, and that's what we have to start right now. You have to believe that Creator God has given you an idea. You know, I'm just going to give a little cute story here. Many, many years ago, we were living in Denver, Colorado, and this is back when our daughter was in the third grade. And I got up every morning like a lot of moms do, and, you know, I'd kind of peel the carrots and the celery sticks, and I'd put them in the lunch because I wanted her to have a healthy lunch. And I was so frustrated always having to clean these vegetable products. And I'm giving you a story here for creativity, mom. So listen up. And at that time I was actually working, you know, doing some business with at a retail store. And I loved my job and everything I was doing, but I had this idea for fresh veggies and to package those. And so I said to a friend of ours who worked for Sysco Foods, I said, hey, why don't you guys come up with some kind of a prepackaged product with carrot sticks and celery sticks and things like that? And he goes, well, we don't do that. We work with restaurants, but we work with a company called Malcolm's Fresh Repack here in Denver. You should pitch your idea to them. Now, listen, ladies, when you have a creative idea, do something with it. Creator God doesn't give you an idea to sit on it. Creator God gives you an idea to take action. So I said, sure, I'll pitch the idea. So I pitched the idea to this company in Denver, Colorado. And honestly, before God, I pitched it for them to create it so I could buy the product. I wasn't looking for a job. I was happy in what I was doing, but I wanted to go and buy this so I didn't have to clean these carrots and celery sticks and everything every day for my daughter's lunch, right? So I pitched this idea to the guy, and I'm just, I guess, a salesman at heart, and they thought it was a great idea. Yeah, we may think about that. I'm on my way home. I get home, and my husband says to me, some guy named Steve's on the phone, and it was the CFO of this company I just met with. And I'm like, wow, hello. And he goes, when can you start? And I said, what? And he goes, we love your idea. You know, and similar to what these kinds of things. And I said, well, I'm happy with what I'm doing. He says, what would it take? Now, look, talk about leverage. I said, here's what I have to make. I only want to be in the office 2 days a week. And I just pitched this whole thing, right? Well, they said, we love it. When can you start?
Oh,
let me tell you what happened. I ended up working for Malcolm's Fresh Repack in Denver, Colorado, coming up with creative ideas with fruits and vegetables for Lunchables. And I did that for 4 years before. Now, here's where I wasn't smart enough to get a patent on the idea. So a great company from California, Fresh Express, comes in, bought the idea from them, and today we have these products in our grocery stores. So be smarter than me. You know, don't just come up with the creative idea, follow through with it. But Cheryl, I want you to speak to this because you did something with this idea, and it cost you something. You were sharing with me a few minutes ago how you had to have seed money, which you didn't have. Your husband was losing his job. You were losing your job. You have children at home. You have responsibilities. It's devastating, honestly, when you lose a job, because we all have to ask ourselves, what did I do wrong? Why are they downsizing? Why? So instead of sitting in that sorrow or sulking in that regret, you took an idea and did something with it. Tell us a little of the backstory of how you had to raise some money and you went to the family and all that kind of stuff, and then God came around and blessed you.
Yes, once we got discovered and we had our first PO, and so it's hundreds of cases of salsa going
purchase
out
order,
to the stores,
right? Yep.
We had our first purchase order. And so, you know, 15 days later, I receive a bill and it's $85,000. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to pay this. So we're just, you know, asking all our friends and family. And, you know, my father-in-law says, I have this much money for you. And, you know, we can lend you this much money. And so we waited, and it was that weekend. We were going to go pick up some money from my father-in-law. And I got a phone call from the manufacturer, and she said, Cheryl, I have to tell you, there was a mistake in our electronic invoicing, where the company that you're selling to is going to actually pay us. So, and this was for the first 2 weeks. So it gave us enough money to pay for the purchase orders and to keep on selling and to get new purchase orders. We didn't have to pull any money out of our pocket or borrow any money.
Oh my gosh.
Which is phenomenal. Yeah. We never could have imagined. Yeah. That was the hand of God, because I mean, it just does not happen.
Yeah. But here's the point. And remind me, because I just watched it and I can't remember. What's the title of the movie that just came out with the mop? Remember?
Oh, yes, Joy.
Joy, right? What a great, if you haven't seen that movie, great movie, because it's a woman who had to come up with something creative, ended up, I think, on QVC or one of those shows, and then she came up with many ideas, I think, the hangers, right? Didn't she come up with the velvet hangers that? Hey, this story isn't just about Cheryl or Tammy that had a creative idea. We do these podcasts for you. So you're in your car right now, or you're on your phone and you're hearing this, or you're hearing it on social media. You have an idea right now. God puts ideas in us, not to frustrate us, but to empower us, to encourage us, to set us free. So let me ask you right now, what has God put in your heart and in your mind right now? And you know, we just finished a podcast a few moments ago with a woman who went through really a difficult time with her son, but from it came a nonprofit organization that she started to help other young boys struggling with that same addiction her son had. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Cheryl, let me just ask you right now, if there could be just two things that you would say to men and women listening right now. They have an idea, but they're fearful. They don't have the money. They don't know if they can really do it. They're I don't know what they're struggling with, but what would you say to them? What's the push through? What made you do this? What would be your words of encouragement to them?
I would say follow your heart, because I believe that God puts the seed into your heart and the Holy Spirit just comes through. And if you feel it and you feel it again and again and it doesn't go away, just like Phil says, just follow your heart and trust.
Yeah.
And you really have to trust and pray. And I believe that our family prayers just helped keep us together and keep us strong. And the Lord heard us and knew that we had a need and just, you know, blessed us.
Wow.
We're truly blessed.
Now, is the whole family involved in this? At this point?
No, just my daughter and I right now.
Okay, and your beautiful daughter's in the studio with us today, and what a great family you have. Well, let me just finish. This is really cool, because you started with the salsas, right? Mm-hmm. Which I have to tell you, when we first moved to Southern California, we were at our local grocery store and we tasted this salsa, and literally my husband makes me go there every time only to get that kind. Little do we know that here you are in our congregation in the church, and so what a blessing that is for us. But from that has come another product. Tell us about that.
We're now doing dips, and we have 7 different dips that we do. We have holiday items now. We have vegetable infusions that we're doing. We're working on new products. We have they'll call us and give us new ideas and new products to work on. So we're kind of a go-to person for them, which is amazing.
Oh my God. Because see, you aren't afraid to risk. You're not afraid to try. So they know they can trust you with ideas and concepts. Okay, for our listening audience that's inspired by you and they wanna buy the product because they wanna say, I heard this woman's story, it's amazing, I wanna buy the product. What's the name of the product and where do they get the product?
We do a private label. So all of our products are under Albertsons and Bonds.
Okay.
So if you go, it's going to have their sticker on it.
Alrighty.
The salsa will. And all of the dips say local on it. The infusions say local.
Great.
We also do deviled eggs. And those have a Bonds sticker on them, or an Albertsons sticker.
Awesome.
So everything we do is private label, which has been a great road for us.
Very, very neat. Well, thank you for being in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, you are truly a woman of influence. Thank you for stepping out in faith and doing something that you can just see the joy all over you.
I try to encourage women every day. I said, if you have a dream, follow it.
Yeah.
And no matter how big or how small, even if it's small, just follow it, because not only, it might not go into anything, but it makes you so happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it just gives you the confidence, too, that you can do it.
Absolutely. Purpose for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, Thank you so much for being here and sharing your story with us. Go pick up the product. You're going to be glad you did. And we just really appreciate you being here and taking the time. We want to encourage you and tell you just keep going because we love your product and we love all that you do.
Oh,
we
appreciate thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
Well, Pastor Kara, thank you so much for being here again. Anything that you have to say to us in conclusion with this podcast?
Yeah, I almost feel like I need to step up my game. I'm sitting in the room with the woman who invented peeled and bagged baby carrots
right.
and the incredible salsa in the world. I invented Post-its. Not really. what I love about your story is like the salsa wasn't it. For this past week in staff, it's almost been like this overringing idea that Pastor Phil shared, like, what if what you thought it was about isn't what it was about?
Yeah.
And you found yourself in this situation where you're just kind of left empty-handed. And us as women, that really scares us. Our hands always have to be filled with something, shoes, money,
handbags, accessories.
So not only did you overcome that, but at the same time, this beautiful thing shifted out of it where now your family prays together.
Yeah.
It's amazing. My husband he goes and he shares the story with so many people now, and he gives his testimony at work, and he talks about Jesus, and he's helping people that are lost. And he says, you need to find Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, what I would love to do is I would love to just pray over all of the listeners and even the viewers that are watching us because we film now. Just a word of encouragement. The whole reason that we do this My Story series is so that we can, sometimes it's really hard to believe in things that we read on a blog or in a newspaper. Mm-hmm. But when it comes from a real woman who has walked through daily life and seen hardships and we can relate to it, it just adds a whole nother level. Like, I can trust you. Yeah. I can believe in you because, hey, you're a mom. You've been down and out, but then you rose above it.
So good. So true. Yeah.
Also through this whole experience that we've had. And like I said, we've all gotten closer to God. And my husband's just changed. And he used to be a heavy drinker all the time. Every weekend he'd be, you know, drinking. And so I think it's amazing that God's changed him. He hasn't had a drink in 2 years.
Wow.
And I think because his faith was restored and he sees the power of God and changing our family and, he has a relationship now where before he didn't.
That's so neat.
Amen.
You know, Pastor Kara, one thing I love to say, and this is so good, and I feel someone needs to hear this. It says, in the beginning, God created. And I believe that we are most like God when we are creating.
Absolutely.
You know, the Bible says we are made in the image of God. We are a reflection of God. So when creativity comes on you, and that comes through an idea, through a passion, through a purpose, through something just like you get this idea. Remember, that idea isn't your idea. That idea is God's idea for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really good. I mean, we can take a lot of pride. It's really easy for us as humanity to take pride in a great idea or a concept. But remember, that idea came from God for you. Therefore, step into the realm of it. Mm-hmm. So receive it as though it is from God for you, and he wants you to succeed just as if he succeeded when he created heaven and earth.
Right.
So I think that's such a powerful. I remember when that hit me one day when I was reading through the first book of the Bible, Genesis, the first verse, in the beginning, God. And God just said, Tammy, you are most like me when you're creative. And all of these ideas, I mean, I love creativity. The women in the studio know. I mean, I'm always coming up. Matter of fact, I'm telling them all the time, rein me back, because I get more ideas than I could ever do anything with. My assistant is here in the office with us. And she's like, seriously, Tammy, think about that one. What's that going to cost? What's that? Because I'm very creative. But I stop and I think, and I just God, Creator God, you gave me that. So I just want to encourage you as you close this out, Pastor Kara, who's ever listening today, any creative idea that you have, any thought, any dream, any passion that comes from the Father, that is for you.
Mm-hmm.
That is for you. And he wants you to be creative.
Absolutely. So wherever you are, if you can, I would love for you to just get in a quiet space, because I believe that when we're still, his voice is the loudest.
Yeah, that's good.
If you can't, no big deal, because God works in all things. But I just want to encourage you. Father God, I ask that you have your hands over every single person that's listening to the podcast. regardless of what circumstance or place that they're in at their life currently, for those that feel like they have been kicked down in the dirt many, many, many times, and you're just sitting there in the dust, I ask that you remind them what you can do with that dirt, what you can do with that dust, that you created us out of the mud and just the basically the leftovers that you had when you were creating the heavens and the earth. And we are the most beautiful and the people that were created in your image, Lord Jesus. So don't let them forget that they are still in your hands. They're still in your covering. I just call forth the creativity for those individuals that need it and for the determination and persistence for those that are in the middle of their walk with their incredible God idea that you've blessed them with. And I just pray that you send your angels to be with them. We ask that you open every single door that is needed to be open, that no man can shut in your name. And I ask that you limit the options so you close those doors that may seem enticing, because even the devil can tempt us with our call.
Yeah.
But we want your will. We want your way. Yeah. We want your timing and your exact design for our footsteps, Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. So I just pray a hedge of protection and an overflowing of blessing over everyone that's listening today. In your son's precious, precious name, Jesus Christ, amen. This has been so amazing, ladies. Cheryl, thank you so much for sharing your story. And all I want to do is eat salsa and chips right now. So if you're by Albertsons or Vons, get it. But thank you so much, everyone that's listening. Pastor Tammy, this none of this would have been possible if it wasn't for you. So just thank you for being persistent and diligent in your God drop and your God idea for Women of Influence. And if you need any more information about the Women of Influence movement, because I'm telling you, this thing is a movement, so jump on board now. You can find out more information at womenofinfluence.today. If you're in Anaheim Hills area, we're here at Influence Church, and we'd love to connect with you. And in the beginning, when God created the heaven and the earth. No, before we started this podcast, and I was just praying, I called forth all the individuals that'll have ideas birthed from the inspiration of this podcast. I'm really believing that we're going to meet some of you listeners. You're going to come into the doors of Influence Church and just tell us, hey, I listened to that podcast about my story and creativity, and I just want to let you know my business is thriving. My nonprofit is booming. We want to hear and share in the joy for those success stories for you. So please don't be a stranger if you're in the area. And we'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope your day is blessed.